You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's Overtime with Jake Volnick with the guys here from 7 to 11. We got Michael Bowman on the board as well. Michael Marcotte, you heard him on the 2020s doing work behind the glass with us today. It was an interesting conversation, I think, surrounding the Browns. And really, just even hearing Shador talk today, it sort of got the wheels moving for me. Sort of got a lot of different things played out in my head as well, of course, as listening to the station as I do every day. And it got me thinking about different scenarios with Browns quarterbacks. And we're going to talk Browns quarterbacks coming up at 8 o'clock as well. Ross Jackson, Locked On Saints, going to be joining us. Maybe not something that can get done between the Browns and Saints. We'll figure that out coming up in less than an hour's time. But when it comes to Browns quarterbacks in general, it was really just running through my mind. And 2025 brings a lot of the... It's sort of bad juju that could come along with everything, everything that could go wrong. So instantly my mind turns to, okay, what is worst case scenario at the quarterback position for the Browns, right? We've talked to Sean Watson. We did some of that yesterday in the opening hour. And it's like, yeah, it'd be a really bad scenario, but you know, Deshaun's not going to play up until, I mean, November's probably a generous sort of leeway as to when he could be ready, probably somewhere closer to December. So it's like, yeah, it'd be a bad scenario. Fans would be very happy, but I don't think that's fair to lay it out as like, that is worst case scenario for the Browns at quarterback this year. Because at that point, I mean, you're either trying to be competitive and you've gotten lucky to this point, you're trying another quarterback, or, well, the season's just pretty much done in a way anyway, and you threw Deshaun out there at the end of the year. Worst case scenario would have basically already had to have played out or something close to it. So as I roll through and I try to find worst case scenario in my head, it really does come down to, guys, you drafted a rookie in the third round and you drafted a rookie in the fifth round. If you don't get to see those guys play, that to me is really wrapped up in the entirety of this season, the worst case scenario that could happen, not just at the quarterback spot, but for the Browns in general. Because what have I been saying? Time after time, it's you got to figure out your quarterback this year. You have to figure out the quarterback this year. That is the goal for the Cleveland Browns. Going through and not getting to see the rookies play is kind of disaster class. Right? And the way that you would get there is that in some capacity, either Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco would have to play well enough to sustain their job. And you might say, well, that means the Browns had a pretty good season if they're playing well enough not to get benched. So how bad of a scenario could that be? Well, realistically, I look at it in two different ways. With each of the quarterbacks. It's a different line of thought, right? In addition to just having two quarterbacks drafted and having two quarterbacks to sort of turn to and look at and have to rely on those guys, where I want to see what you have. I want to see if I have to go get a quarterback in 2026. But you got to see him play. If I go Joe Flacco, great, you have a regular season. Everybody goes kumbaya for 2025. Whether you make the playoffs, you get close. I think we can all agree Joe Flacco's not leading any team to the Super Bowl at this point in his career. So you get to the playoffs, you have a good season, everybody with a smile on their face. Joe Flacco's not going to be here for very much longer. And even if he is, you're still caught in what I deem Chicago Bulls of football territory. The let's see if we can slip into the playoffs. Let's see if we can host a playoff game potentially. But then, okay, we got one game of the playoffs. We had everybody intrigued. And then we're probably bowing out. Okay. That gets you nowhere. That solves none of your long-term problems for the Browns, and it gets you no closer to chasing a Super Bowl, something that I think Kevin Stefanski, Andrew Berry, Jimmy Haslam, and everybody else in the front office truly wants to do, is go and bring a title to Cleveland. Joe doesn't help you get there. Now, Kenny Pickett's is a little bit more, you know, riding the fence, because you can make the argument that, hey, Kenny plays well, and if you go through an entire season where Kenny doesn't relinquish the starting job, well, there's a good chance that you'd want to lock him up and pay him more money to be your starter in the following years, and then you don't have to worry about it. It's a great scenario. If Kenny were to play like a top 10 quarterback, I'd say hands down, do it. But I think reality would tell you, and looking the way that Kenny Pickett has played, it's more likely that instead of being a top 10 quarterback, even in a good season, he plays somewhere closer to top 17, top 15, sort of in that fringe range of making the top 15, top half of the quarterbacks in the NFL. Well, okay. Reclamation projects just generally don't turn out well. I haven't looked around the league and found a reclamation project in quite some time that has led you to this team is absolutely making a Super Bowl. Jared Goff is the poster child for reclamation quarterbacks, and not even he has a Super Bowl under his belt. Since coming to the Detroit Lions, in which we looked at an offense with Ben Johnson at the helm of it going, that's a really good team. That team should be competing for a Super Bowl, and even they haven't found it. Okay, so I'm potentially just putting myself in the spin cycle. And if Kenny Pickett was truly the answer and truly the guy that you wanted to put all your eggs in the basket for, the Cleveland Browns would not have gone out and drafted two rookie quarterbacks. I think there's an understanding there. Kenny gets a shot, you give him a chance, but unless he absolutely blows your socks off and wows you, there's a better chance that he ends up being your backup quarterback and a reliable one at that. And that's okay. There's no problem. You give him a fifth round pick and Dorian Thompson-Robinson. It's a great scenario. But again, you did. You went out and you tried to find two rookie quarterbacks, and you're basically throwing the darts at the board and seeing if they stick. Right? Can I hit a bullseye? And if not, well, welcome to 2026 again. But the worst case scenario is that a guy plays well enough, and it's not Dylan Gabriel, and it's not Shedeur Sanders. Go through and find me one of those guys playing. That's not a happy season for me. That's not everything going right. Again, unless Kenny Pickett absolutely blows my mind and becomes a top 10 quarterback in the NFL, none of that really pans out. Even the Vikings this year, after having Sam Darnold lead them to a 14-win season, still went, well, we have J.J. McCarthy in waiting. Thanks for the year, Sam. Glad we could help you resurrect your career. Glad we could get you another contract. Go play for Seattle. That's what, you know, a reclamation project quarterbacks turn into. It's just, see if we can get something out of you, and if we do for a year, that's great. Without leading us to a title, there's not a real chance of us keeping you here. And I would probably think that even a really good season for Kenny Pickett, the Browns evaluate with what they have, and they go, yeah, probably still want to turn to that rookie quarterback in 2026. Maybe Kenny Pickett jumpstarts his career, maybe he ends up somewhere else, but the Browns know that a long-term answer is necessary. And you have to find something. And Kenny, of course, younger than Sam Darnold, there's plenty of arguments to be made there. But I think it's a very similar scenario where you probably just don't lock that in. So worst case scenario for the Browns is I don't think you get to attack what your entire goal is this year. And that's finding out if you have a franchise-level quarterback. Because even the way that we talk about Sam Darnold, who is obviously the most recent iteration of what happened, the way that I feel like the conversations are around Sam Darnold are, yeah, well, he played really well last year in a very good system that helped, sort of develop him along after being with the Shanahans. You go over and you come to a Kevin O'Connell offense and you produce. But everything we say about him now heading to Seattle is, well, what's he going to do? Can we actually rely on him to give us another year? And the Browns can't play the, well, can we rely on him to give us another year type of game? It's find it out and find it out now. There has to be an answer right in front of you. And your true answer is the rookie quarterbacks. And if I'm going to solve that and I'm going to truly get a definitive answer on whether or not I need to go into next year searching for the guy under center for the future of my franchise, then I have to see those guys play. And it's why, to some degree, starting out with a veteran quarterback is a dangerous situation. Because you leave that on the table. You leave Kenny Pickett, you leave Joe Flacco on the table to not even necessarily play incredibly well, but play well enough. If you had one rookie quarterback to evaluate, you could survive seeing Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett for 12 weeks. And then go, well, we'll figure out what the guy has in the next 5 to 6 games. With two quarterbacks needing to play and really needing to see what you have out of either of them if one of them doesn't take the reins and run away with it, having to see both guys play does not allow for this sort of gap period and this long-term solution of having a veteran quarterback play out. If I tell you pick a spot, right, where does the veteran quarterback hand it over to the rookie at some point? And you tell me, well, probably after the bye week. That might be too late. That's the reality that hangs in the balance. Is that your goal this season is to figure out what you have at quarterback. Find the answer for your franchise. And without getting there relatively early in the season, that is, in my eyes, the worst case scenario. It doesn't get worse. Going into 2026, not having seen Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders play and potentially adding another young quarterback to the mix, you're left with questions and you're left with no answers. The Browns need to get to the bottom of answers. It's been long enough of questions. Everybody's done waiting for those to play themselves out. You have to find something out this year. Not leave it up to chance, not leave it up to, well, hopefully this goes by and happens again with the reclamation project or anything else. I want definitive proof, one way or the other. I think you have a successful Brown season if you walk into 2026 and know what your direction is heading into the draft. Do I play one of the guys I had last year, or do I go get a new one? Anything other than that?
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm not saying it's a guaranteed season failure, but it's pretty darn close. 216-474-0092 is the Browns' worst-case scenario if a non-rookie quarterback plays well and ends up keeping the job. You can also get to me on X, at Volnick Jake, V-U-L-I-N-E-C, Jake. So we can get to our social media reactions, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. A lot coming up for you guys here. In about 45 minutes time at 8 o'clock, we're going to talk to Ross Jackson of the Locked On Saints podcast. He's going to, you know, maybe let us know if the opportunity to get one of the four quarterbacks off the roster is sitting right there for us in New Orleans. I think no, but we'll see what Ross has to say. The station buzz coming your way at 7:40. Get a grip at 9. We'll bring Michael Markuch into the mix later on as well in the 10 o'clock hour for another edition of Change Your Mind. But right now, 216-474-0092 is the Browns' worst-case scenario if a non-rookie quarterback plays well. And I keep talking about this goal thing and what I think the goal for the Browns is in 2025. I also wonder if that's big enough. Your calls and more coming our way in 5 minutes right here on Overtime with Jake Volnick until 11 on The Fan. Again, it all sort of ties back to this idea. And I guess it's going to be an important thing of what you think the Browns' goals are in this 2025 season. But for me, really one of the only goals and your main objective this year is find out what you have at the quarterback spot. This year is going to be disappointing. Right, we played the schedule game. I project them out at 7-10, which again, we pose a very optimistic 7-10. It's not an incredible place to be. It's pretty bad. It's a franchise that's trying to turn things around. Big upgrade over 3-14, not an upgrade to where you're playing the playoffs. So needless to say, if I have to say optimistic in front of a 7-win season, expectations are low for the Browns this year. So your ultimate goal for me is, okay, what is the starting point to getting this off the ground? How do we get back to doing what we were doing in 2023? And, you know, it's sort of spaced out through those years since we've had Baker, where you go out and, you know, you beat the Steelers in a playoff game, and you're basically one play away from an AFC championship. How do you get back to those moments? And the resounding answer for me is always quarterback play. How do I get back to doing it at the quarterback position? Because it does. It leapfrogs your team and it jumpstarts you into a spot where you can begin to be competitive just by finding the right quarterback to run the system. I don't have to tell you it's the most important position in sports. So for me, goal number one, laying it out there, and really the main objective with not a ton else left to look at, is find out if that guy's currently sitting in your building or if you got to reshuffle the cards and redeal this deck out to figure out if we can do it in 2026. I think there's a world, though, where you look at what the Browns' goals are, and if it relies in that, and that's your entire sort of outlook for this season, I think you also have to ask whether or not The goals are lofty enough. If you're asking just to find the quarterback, if that's a big enough ask, and I'm not asking you to, you know, surefire have it down this year and have a name to go with it, but know if you have that name or not. And I think that's the big part of it, is know whether or not that guy is here. But, I mean, that's a fairly basic, fairly simple thing. And as we talk about this team wanting to be a one-year retool, right, not go through an entire rebuild process, but get this thing lifted and off the ground and be back up on their feet by the 2026 season, I think it's easy to paint it the way that I have for so many weeks and saying, okay, you find out the quarterback and everything else can just fall into place. I think there's also a reality where if that's your true goal and that's the only thing you're looking at, there's probably a world where that's not big enough for the retool. There's teams that find their quarterback and even within 2 years don't have it all figured out. I think you see probably multiple teams in the NFL this year who think that they found their quarterback in 2023 and still have a lot more to get back on track to being true championship contenders. Honestly, three of the top five, maybe even four of the top five teams that drafted a quarterback in 2024 are probably in that same boat. I don't know that the Chicago Bears are in a spot where they feel like they're ready to compete for a championship this year. They probably haven't seen enough out of Caleb Williams. I think the Commanders are the one team you look at and say, yep, nope, they're right where they want to be. Jaden Daniels helped do that. But Drake May and the Patriots, J.J. McCarthy and the Vikings, even Bo Nix and the Broncos, who managed to make the playoffs last year, all those teams are probably looking around and not where they want to be in a second season, but feeling relatively confident that they have their guy in the room. Outside of Minnesota, because they just don't know with J.J., they all probably feel that they have their right quarterback there, and it's pretty solidified for them. Okay, so the Browns could find their quarterback. Doesn't mean when 2026 rolls around that this roster is built, ready to go, and ready to compete. You helped answer a couple of questions this year. You helped solidify the run game. You hopefully found your quarterback. You hopefully found a stable-ish offensive line and helped shore up the defense that we know should be good. There's still a lot of questions to be answered here. And I think that if you're the Browns, it might boil down to the big picture idea being finding your quarterback, but I don't know that it just all nullifies and it just goes away to, well, that's your goal for the season, and if you do that, this season is a quote-unquote success. I think a lot hinges on what your rookies are doing, and I think that's honestly one of the more understated, I don't even know that you consider it a goal, but one of the things that we have to know. We put so much pressure on Andrew Berry, and rightfully so, and raise the expectations for what's coming out of this draft class. We've seen what you've done in previous drafts, and I would say Cleveland has been underwhelmed. But going through and looking what rookies can do this year outside of the quarterback position is also going to be a key part in figuring out if the Browns are going to be able to actually make that strive and be good in 2026. And the way that they handled their draft, they only go out and they make a few picks. Considering you doubled up on running back, doubled up on quarterback, every other pick from there has to be a hit. Right? Yeah, you almost backed yourself into a corner if you're Andrew Berry by taking two running backs and two quarterbacks, because you really minimize the space in which guys can just be good. I think any of us are happy, even if the other quarterback turns out to be a bust, going, well, you found the quarterback. It's not like you want two on the roster really anyway, unless one's clearly the backup and one's clearly the starter. Other than that, drafting two quarterbacks in the same class doesn't really get you all that far. So, okay, you get a pass if one of your quarterbacks are bad. If one of them ends up being good. I think that there's even a world where you might get a pass on one of the running backs are bad. If Quinshon Judkins turns out to be a, sort of bell cow back and is a top running back in the NFL next year, or, at least on the projection to get to that type of rate in 2026 and beyond, okay, you might get a pass even on Dylan Sampson. But as you look at the other guys that were drafted, as I go through and, I pick out a Mason Graham and I pick out a Carson Schlesinger, those guys have to be good. Like, those guys have to be top-tier talents for your defense next year. And then obviously you have more questions to answer going into next season with some guys likely to be retiring or moving on from and having to fill those holes as well. But even if the goal in 2026 is be a serious playoff contender, get back to the playoffs, not have it be like a Pittsburgh Steelers playoff run where you feel like you're just eliminated from the first round, those guys have to play in. That has to be a goal for you. Not just going into the draft this year and saying, well, I have to do better. I have to be better and select the right players. But I think from Kevin Stefanski and this organization as a whole, devote time and devote a lot more resources to trying to develop the rookie talent. Because really, since Andrew Berry has gotten here, you've done a pretty good job at getting late round picks to look decent and be rotational players. You've not found that early to mid round making these guys turn into great players outside of JOK. That has to be a focus for the Browns too. And I don't think when we talk goals, there's a win and a number associated with it, but there has to be more. There has to be more that you're striving for. Unless you're really pushing back your window to 2027 and that's when you're ready to compete, I don't think that makes anybody happy. I don't think that makes the Browns, Myles Garrett, the fans, anybody excited about this Browns team thinking that you have 2 years of being sort of down in the dumps. Everybody wants to be back on top. And with the Browns and the way that they've painted, you expect them to be back on top. But ultimately, the quarterback thing does come into play. Is it lofty enough of a goal? Probably not. Is it still the main one no matter what? 100% it is. So I think you have to find things to really work on and strive for in the 2025 season to actually clarify this year, even if it doesn't show up in the record as a success. But you have to find other things. But his quarterback is so important. You got to look around to what the Browns are doing and what things are the important things to focus on. And I think fifth round pick Shedeur Sanders helped us out with that today. He went on with Kay Adams on the Up and Adams show and sort of broke down what this quarterback room looking like so far early on this offseason.
We all different characters. It's funny going there and seeing Joe every day. At price, I'm like, wow, I'm really with Joe Flacco right now. Like, we're on the same team. That's cool. And then, of course, with Kenny, the experience he had being in the league for these years, it's cool just seeing the process of it. And Deshaun, of course, he's active in there. He's in all the meetings, so it's cool talking to him. You know, outside the room, people try to put us against each other. But, like, inside the room, like, we know we won.
So, one, I think Shedeur says all the right things here. I think he breaks it down in a way that, you know, he basically went and propped up everyone except for Dylan Gabriel. And, well, he's a rookie alongside of you. You have no really means to have to go through and do that. But it almost does make me wonder, is he sitting here rattling off names and we have five quarterbacks sitting in the room legitimately in the meetings? Like, if Deshaun Watson is sitting in on those meetings and participating in them, okay, you have five different...
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Voices in the room. Even if nobody's going to be the guaranteed week one starter, and not all four guys or all five guys can be that week one starter. So going into this year, everybody has to sort of find a role. Everyone has to find a path. And I think it's a pivotal place to be at even finding out what you have. And the way that Shador goes through and talks about Joe Flacco... there was a lot of excitement behind the idea that he's surprised to actually be playing with him and be in the room with him every day and the experience that he brings. And I think that's a key piece to what all this is, even if it's just training camp and getting Joe to sort of be that mentor for this group. It's probably a big part of it. We haven't really seen Kevin Stefanski develop a quarterback. Even Baker Mayfield, who, you know, maybe not hand-selected, maybe not Kevin's pick. Even the development there was shallow. There just wasn't a ton to it. Baker did not take massive leaps and bounds under Kevin Stefanski, did not get miles and miles better. So, okay, that was your real chance. DTR was a flop. Everybody else you've brought in has been a veteran and older quarterback. So I think obviously you look to Joe as someone who, hey, if our goal is to find our quarterback this year, and figure out if you have him, Joe probably plays an important role into that. In this quarterback room, despite being on the outside looking in, a jumbled up mess, I think finding the true answer sort of lies with all those guys in there. You brought in two veterans who, let's be honest, you knew coming in were not going to be highlight stud level players. If you wanted one of those guys who you thought could really just run away with the job and you were going to go full transition period bridge quarterback mode, you would have went and gotten the Geno Smiths or the Sam Darnolds or somebody in that range. You didn't. You went and got Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett. All four guys, no matter how long they're here, play a pivotal role in getting us to where we need to be. They can all go out and they can compete for the job. Just because Joe Flacco wins a job week one doesn't mean this season's goal doesn't still rely on Dylan Gabriel and Shador Sanders and needing to see them play. For all we know, it could be a good thing. Watch Joe run the offense and sort of emulate a couple of things he does. But no matter what happens this year, the way Shador talks about that quarterback room and how deep that it actually is and the different personalities and everything in it, it's a cohesive group trying to make one goal while being an internal battle. But whether they know it or not, that goal for me is Shador Dillon, are you good enough to play? And if you don't see him on the field this year, I think you've also answered your question to some degree. 216-474-0092 is finding out whether or not you got the quarterback in the room. A lofty enough goal for the Cleveland Browns heading into the 2025 season is well coming your way here in 5 minutes. We'll get to the most pressing things said by our station's guests today with the Station Buzz. It's Overtime with Jake Volnick with the guys on the Fan. It's Overtime with Jake Volnick with the guys right here on the Fan. Before we get to the Station Buzz, obviously saddening news. Jim Irsay, owner of the Indianapolis Colts, passing away at the age of 65. Which I know that in the later years, a lot of us can look at it and be like, there's a lot of things that Jim Irsay said or did that at least provided entertainment. But obviously, I mean, dating back, the guy's been the owner of the Colts since the 80s, much longer than I've been alive. So it's not like I can attest and I have personal stories to Jim Irsay. But I find very hard-pressed to find a lot of people who work in sports and work in football to say a bad word about him. And obviously brought a lot of prestige to the Colts during the early 2000s and 2010s, along with everything they had. So sad news in the football world happening today. But we continue. I remember that. And as well, let's keep rolling. Let's get the most pressing thing said by our station's guest today. Let's do it with the Station Buzz. All right, let's kick things off in the NFL, where Nick Shook of NFL.com joined Baskin and Phelps today and did a little bit of comparing between the Browns and their rookie quarterback situation up to where maybe Russell Wilson was just a decade or so prior.
I look at it as a bit of a comparison to what Seattle did when they drafted Russell Wilson, because they spent a lot of money on Matt Flynn to get him in there, and he was supposed to be their starter. But Matt Flynn had never really played a ton of regular season games before he got that money. Then they draft Russell Wilson. Russell beats him out in camp, takes the job. The rest is history. I could see the potential for something like that happening here, except that there is no Matt Flynn. There is Kenny Pickett, and there's Joe Flacco, who's got another year or two left in the NFL.
As much as I sit here and I'll pound the table repeatedly over and over again for the Browns to turn things over to the rookie quarterbacks and do it earlier on than later, I really don't know that in any way we're looking at a situation that plays out like the Russell Wilson situation. And not to take away from what Nick said, because I don't think it's impossible by any means, but Russ went in and literally won the job in camp, and they threw Flynn right to the side. I just don't see the Browns going through and allowing a late-round rookie quarterback, whether that be a third-rounder in Gabriel or fifth-rounder in Sanders, to just go through and sort of pump things up and absolutely win over the job just like that. And not even give Flacco or Pickett a real run at the job. I mean, Russ had won it literally in camp. It was no questions asked. That's our starter. They went into the preseason being like, Russ is our starter. I don't see a quarterback in this room that's going to do that. As much as I like Shador Sanders, I think the way that they've handled the reps so far and everything else, he would have to play an unworldly level of football. Listen, you might be, we might be all tainted sort of by the image that Russ has left us with his days in Denver and last year in Pittsburgh. But early career Russell Wilson was an absolute stud. There was no way you were keeping that guy off the field. And as much as I hope that's Shador Sanders, I don't know that you let that guy fall into the fifth round. Everybody passes on him. At some point, the talent wins out. And sure, Russ was a third rounder. But in this system, with the current team that they have, for it to happen as early as that, again, one of these guys has to leapfrog. One of these guys has to play a just ungodly level of football. And I'm not banking on that. Maybe one of them wins the job. That's out there. That's possible. But I think with really probably needing to see both quarterbacks and having drafted both quarterbacks, I think it's very unlikely that you say one just ran away with the game and ran away with the battle and you hand it to him early on, because you're likely going to want to have to see that other guy at some point as well. So unless he's ready to take over and lead this team to a, you know, even if, I mean, he single-handedly does it, 7-win season, that might be enough. But if you're not going to get to something like that, well, probably better off that they both sit on the bench, learn a little bit more, and eventually step into that role. our very own Daryl Ryder on with Afternoon Drive today. And he talked about, as we look at Deshaun Watson, how Andrew Berry might go about handling a situation when the quarterback actually appears healthy.
Well, you know, the competitor in him, I would imagine that he would not want to be put on PUP or IR for the season, right? He'd want to have the option of being able to come back. But I think we're just a little too early in this process to try and figure out what Andrew Berry would ultimately want or decide, you know, to do in that regard. I'm not going to even try and venture a guess as to how Andrew Berry might, you know, approach that. But I do believe that he won't play this season.
Now, I agree with Daryl. I don't think he's playing this year. But what's the difficulty with deciding what Andrew Berry's going to do? Did you not step into the draft room this year and take two guys and trade for another one and sign a different one? Is that not a big enough tell to what the Browns should be doing at quarterback, even with a healthy Deshaun Watson? Listen, they're letting him into team meetings. By all means, have fun, free to do so. You can, again, we talked about it yesterday. You can throw out the team facilities. You can work out at the team facilities. You can really do whatever you want. I don't care. Not stepping on the field. If my owner says it, if the team shows it through the draft that they're in the search for a new quarterback, then drafting Dylan Gabriel might not be a lone indicator of that, but drafting Dylan Gabriel and Shador Sanders feels like a pretty good indicator. Deshaun's not going to play. The Browns don't want to see him in a Browns uniform again. So healthy or not, on the PUP or the IR or anything else, or not for the rest of the season, really don't think it makes a difference from me. As many things have been said about Deshaun from the organization, both actually verbally and through their actions this offseason, I think that we can all but guarantee it. Healthy Deshaun, unhealthy Deshaun, doesn't make a difference to me. That guy's not touching the field. I'm giving him no opportunity. You want to go out into practice? You want to throw the ball around? You want to run around with scout team? Sure. Maybe there's a chance somebody picks you up next year. That would be great for me. I highly doubt it, but maybe. Maybe that chance is out there. Until then, you just sit off to the side, and we're not going to play you, and we're going to figure out who the quarterback's going to be moving forward, because you've answered that question. It's not you. Thank you very much. On to the next. On to the next for us as well. As we go back to the morning show, Ken and Anthony this morning talking to Justin Termini of SiriusXM NBA Radio. And he answered the question whether or not you trade Evan Mobley for Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, I would do that if I'm Cleveland. You see how quick the turnover is around the league. So, you know, it's awesome that you have Evan Mobley and you can build around him. He's a tremendous player. But what are the chances that you're going to have Evan Mobley for the next decade? What are the chances that you're going to have Evan Mobley for the next decade with a competitive roster around him? So if you have this window where you could take advantage of it, you should. And Giannis Antetokounmpo is in the middle of his prime as one of the 25 best players of all time. If he's the best player with Donovan Mitchell as your second best player, with Darius Garland as your third best player, you still have Jared Allen as your fourth best player. I mean, so that's four guys capable of being all-stars and two guys capable of being first-team All-NBA. I think you would need to do it.
Yeah, I don't think this is a problem of would the Cavs go through and make this trade? Because as much faith you have in Evan Mobley, if you're really trying to maximize a championship window and getting something done, why would you pull the trigger for Giannis Antetokounmpo? Yeah, I'd pull the trigger for Giannis any day of the week. As great as I think that Evan Mobley is, and I truly do think he's going to be great, Giannis is a top five player in the NBA. He's dominant. You put him around great players and have a good structured team around him, this team would be unstoppable. But reality tells you, I don't think the Bucks are willing to make this move and take on a young player and actually go through and make the one-for-one swap. And it'd be very difficult to do. It doesn't help the Cavs out in the cap situation in the slightest. A lot of factors go into it. And if we're even thinking about this and thinking that it could be a reality, we're living in la-la land. The Cavs are just not going to give up on the development of a young player and try to add another star in. Nor do I think Giannis probably wants to be in the city of Cleveland. Not a knock to the city of Cleveland. Everything we've heard from Giannis is like Miami, LA, New York. He wants to be in a big market. He wants everybody to see him. Pay attention to him. Talk about him. And you know what? As a former MVP and a very good player right now, he probably deserves that. He wants to go chase a championship. Possibly he could do it in Cleveland, but I'm sure he's not looking to go from Milwaukee to Cleveland probably looking to take an upgrade in size of city-wise. Again, for being honest, I don't know that I'd blame him. But the Bucks aren't making this move one for one. They're probably looking for an absolute haulback. And truthfully, if I'm the Cavs, I would make it. But I think that I'm not the Cavs, and the Cavs probably aren't making this. It's too much financial. Just stipulations set in there that you have to follow and try to make work. Never going to happen. Don't sleep and breathe and hope that Giannis is going to be a Cleveland Cavalier coming in next year. I wouldn't bank on it. Last one here, Jim Bowden of The Athletic, CBS Sports. You can catch him as well on SiriusXM MLB Radio on with Nick and Spencer today on Afternoon Drive. And he talked about what it would take for the Guardians to actually put together a roster competing for a championship.
I always think when I see a situation like this, it's more of an ownership thing. You know, you need an owner to step in and say, "Yeah, I want to go the extra yard, and I want to keep Francisco Lindor." The owner's got to look at a team that makes it to the ALCS against the Yankees, and then walks into the offseason and says, "Let's go get two more pieces and try to make a run in 25 before we have to back off a little bit." Rather than, "Okay, it's time to trade Andrés Giménez. It's time to reduce payroll and kind of reallocate."
I'm not going to go on a huge long thing about, you know, the Dolans don't spend enough money, yada yada, this here, this there. But also, in reality, guys, I think this is all things that we knew. Are we really looking at the end of every year and being like, Chris Antonetti didn't do enough, Mike Chernoff didn't do enough? Like, yeah, they go through and they try to put competitive rosters together. We all know that there's a financial thing attached to it. There's plenty of players available at each deadline. Do they make the right move every time? No, of course not. Nobody makes the right move every single time. But they're making moves, and they're trying to put together a cheap but really competitive roster. And if nothing else, they manage to do that every single year. Obviously, the frustration comes in with, what if they just had, you know, double the money to spend? Well, they'd probably be doing better there, too. But hey, it's not an Antonetti. It's not a Chernoff problem. It's always going to be a financial problem. And that probably isn't changing anytime soon either. So here we are, Cleveland sports not changing. The baseline of this segment. All right, that'll do it for this edition of the Station Buzz. But coming your way in 5 minutes, could the Browns actually move a veteran quarterback? And could it be the Saints where the landing spot is? About the only team that makes sense. Wes Ross Jackson, Locked On Saints podcast. That, again, coming up in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.